You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 9th of December 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioalbion.com. Well, I've had a very enjoyable weekend. I went to the Patriotic Alternative Christmas dinner. Very nice to meet up with people that I'd seen at the conference last time and also meet up with new people. And a big hello to Sam, who is a long-time listener of Radio Albion, and a chap called Luke that I met, and a few other people that I met. Nice lady who I didn't actually get introduced to her name. Good to see all these people there. A nice broad section of society, basically, and none of us looking out of place or any different to anybody else that's in there. Nationalists are all just normal people. And if anybody comes along to one of our events, they will find that out for themselves. Anyway, let's get into some of the news that we've got for today. And much of it involves music and left-wing music, which seems to get away with violent attacks, calling for violent attacks on so-called right-wing politicians. A rapper was condemned last night for pretending to shoot Boris Johnson in a grant-funded election video. And, of course, rapper is a code word for Negro, basically, an aspiring rapper. The masked musician, who calls himself Drill Minister, mimics firing a gun in front of the Houses of Parliament, while another rapper says, "Boris Johnson, tell him stop wearing wig. I don't trust no boho pigs. If I shoot, no miss." And that's all in jigaboo language, basically. Ghetto speak, London ghetto speak. Drill Minister. What does he mean by Drill Minister? Drill music is this violent music that they've banned from YouTube, that the MPs have said that they don't want to see this music about, they don't want to see it promoted because it promotes violence. And yet this video is funded by a grant. It's funded by an organization, Joseph Rowntree organization, in actual fact. Drill Minister also acts out stabbing a politician with a polling station pencil in the YouTube film, which was made with £16,500 funding from the long-established Joseph Rowntree Reform Trust. Drill music is a genre of rap blamed for fueling bloody turf wars between rival gangs. And yet this is supposed to be encouraging people to vote. And yet it's gang music. It's encouraging people to physically attack politicians, whether they think it's just a joke or not. I mean, all we have to do is be mildly critical of somebody, or say in days gone past you would have been hanged for treason for what you've done to the country, and that gets interpreted as a death threat by our liberal politicians if it's a right-wing person that sent it. And we see people that actually get charged with this. And yet if you're an aspiring black rapper, you can actually mimic shooting the Prime Minister, you can pretend to stab politicians within a polling station, and you can actually get funding for this. You can actually get paid £16,000 to do this, and use the excuse of, well, this is all about encouraging urban youth to vote in the election. To drill actually means to fight. So drill music means fight music, and this aspiring rapper, Drill Minister, it means he is the minister of violence, basically. The song's violent lyrics often focus on drugs, guns, and killing. Lovely. The rapper recently appeared on a panel at Labour's conference with Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott to discuss youth violence and music, and has repeatedly condemned the Tories on TV and in his songs. So the Labour Party obviously condone this sort of music. They want to be involved with this sort of people. And this is the Shadow Home Secretary that he was on stage with. Shadow Home Secretary is sharing stage space with somebody that calls for the Prime Minister to be killed. I mean, there's no breaking any bones about it. You know, the Labour Party are hardcore socialists. They are international socialists. People may point out that they are against Israel and Palestine, but how is that of any benefit to white people? How is it of any benefit to white people that the Labour Party treat both Israel and the Palestinians equally? That's of no help to us. I mean, Mark Cullett has pointed out that all this nonsense about calling the Labour Party anti-Semitic, I mean, it's really just a power grab by the Zionist Jews. It's a power grab by the Jews on the right wing to hijack the word anti-Semitism and make it apply to criticism of Israel. And you can see that because the head of Momentum is a Jew. The guy behind Jeremy Corbyn being put in the position that he's in and all of Jeremy Corbyn's support, it's all run by a Jew. So what this accusation of anti-Semitism about is just a power grab by right-wing Jews to narrow or to expand the definition of anti-Semitism to include preventing the criticism of Israel. That's what it's all about. The Labour Party are not anti-Semitic. Jeremy Corbyn is not our friend. Yes, he has some good ideas about nationalising the rail industry, nationalising water, nationalising electric, all these things that a nationalist government should do, but he wants to invite the whole world to come here to make use of them. And, you know, it's like shutting the door after the horse has already bolted, because previous governments have already sold off all that wealth. They've already sold off these things that we actually need in order to live, like electricity and transport and telephones, all the rest of it, communications. They've actually sold that off to private companies. So in order to nationalize them and get them back again, he would have to borrow tons of money in order to do that. Or he'd just have to take hold of them. And then once he's got hold of them, it's not like they're just going to be for the white British people who actually built all that infrastructure on their land in the first place. It's going to be open season for everyone. Everyone can come here. No borders at all. Everyone can come here and get their free electricity, free NHS, free telephones, free rail, free everything, which really, you know, it says that these policies of his are just going to be harmful to us, even if they have got some nominal basis in nationalist policies, such as the nationalisation of things. So the Labour Party are not our friends. I mean, obviously the Conservative Party aren't either. But at least the Conservative Party have, or Boris Johnson himself has mentioned things about free speech. He's mentioned things about cutting back on unskilled labour, limiting the visas for that, and having this points-based system thing. So the Conservative Party are slightly better, basically. Labour are absolutely terrible. I mean, they are hardcore communists. And as I say, here we have them supporting drill music, supporting this black rapper who is just all about violence, basically. And they're quite happy to appear on stage with him. Last night, Labour was under pressure to condemn the video for increasing the climate of hatred towards politicians and a bitter election campaign where candidates have received death threats, canvassers have been attacked, and campaign offices vandalised. I mean, there will be all these complaints about it when it's a politician like Boris Johnson or Jeremy Corbyn that gets attacked, and like when Jeremy Corbyn had an egg thrown at him and the guy who did that was jailed. But then when it's Tommy Robinson and he's campaigning Well, it's all encouraged for people to attack him. And his bus gets the windows smashed. The bus driver gets threatened, so he's too frightened to actually drive the bus. Tommy Robinson himself gets milkshake thrown all over him. And you get left-wing so-called comedians like Joe Brand saying, well, wouldn't it have been better if somebody threw battery acid over him? And then that gets extended to Nigel Farage, and he gets physically attacked. And we don't see any complaints in the mainstream media. But they do complain when it's one of these mainstream politicians, and some of the MPs are actually supporting the calls for milkshake attacks on Tommy Robinson. They just seem absolutely blind to their own behaviour. And you can understand these blacks feeling angry at the MPs, but to actually be able to put out images, violent images against them. The only reason they're able to get away with that is because they're black, because they have this black privilege. You think if a right-wing artist was to make a video where they pretended to shoot David Lammy or shoot Diane Abbott, they would be locked up for this. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that somebody was locked up on terrorism charges for just making an image of shooting Prince Harry. Because he was married to a mixed race girl, and that was counted as terrorism, and yet this black guy who is pretending to shoot Boris Johnson, he'll get away with it. The Labour Party haven't even distanced themselves from him. The rapper whose real name is unknown and who always appears in a balaclava, so he seems keen to sort of make himself look like the classic IRA terrorist wearing a balaclava, came to prominence a year ago when Channel 4 commissioned him to make a rap out of quotes from MPs who talk figuratively about knifing rivals in the back. But this is the whole point, isn't it? Until we had diversity, until we had the invasion of the third world, you could talk figuratively like that without anybody thinking that it should be taken literally. It's only since we've had the diversity in the third world here that we've had all these speech laws and people that take death threats seriously. I mean, you used to go out the pub and you used to talk about politicians and people would say they should all be lined up against the wall and shot. And it didn't mean that they should actually be shot, because it was white people that were saying it, and they were just saying these things figuratively. But the Negroes do go around shooting one another and stabbing one another. So it's a different matter when they start talking about it. Drillmeister said the track titled Political Drillin' highlighted the hypocrisy of politicians who condemn rap music for inciting murder, yet talk about Theresa May being chopped up in bags or bringing her own noose to a meeting. Yes, but when the politicians say this, the politicians don't then go out and hang Theresa May or chop her up in bags. When these rap musicians rap about selling drugs, knifing one another and beating one another up, that is exactly what they do. Every day we hear of gangs stabbing one another. It was only a few days ago that we heard of I believe it was machete, a sword, a knife, guns. Somebody was murdered. Maybe it was two people that were murdered. Just another gangland murder. And these are all the things that are glorified in this black music that the Labour Party and Channel 4 are keen to tag along with and associate themselves with. In his latest project, Drill Minister himself mimes murdering the Prime Minister. The video called People's Vote, so he's also linking himself here with the Remainers, of course, insulting the 17 million people that did vote for Brexit, saying they are subhuman, they aren't actually people, we need a people's vote, where they just count the people that want to stay in the EU, I guess that's what they mean. The video was made with the help of funding from the Joseph Rowntree Reform Trust to two organisations called Rise Up and Shout Out. And I'll lay a bet that those organisations are there to help out urban youth. They're there to just throw money at the black community because they mistakenly believe that they would be able to stop all this knife crime if they just throw more money at them. And yet, it doesn't matter how much money these Negroes have, they will still be Negroes. They will still beat one another up, stab one another, shoot one another, and sell drugs. And it happens time and time again. You hear of these rich Negroes that just behave like ghetto Negroes. One instance that comes to the top of my mind was this black actor that was being lauded as a great new young rising star in acting, and they used him in a soap opera storyline, in a stabbing storyline, and he was talking about how proud he was to get to talk to the youth about how dangerous it is to carry a knife and how he hoped he would stop any more knifings occurring. And he was at an industry party, an awards ceremony. And what did he do? He started a fight with, I believe it was a young white actor, and started threatening to stab him. So it doesn't matter what position in society these Negroes actually attain to, they will always be Negroes. It doesn't matter how much money you give to them. They will always behave the same. We just have to face up to the fact that that's the way that they are. And the way to protect ourselves from them is to segregate ourselves. And that's the better position for them to be in as well, because multiculturalism just breeds discontent. It breaks up communities. There's no understanding of even the body language with these other races. You know, some of them, it might be their custom to open the door for you. Others, it might be the custom to shut the door. Some people might have a custom of forming an orderly queue. Other races might have a custom of all just bundling in there and fighting their way to the front. This is before you get to things like some of them nod their heads when they mean yes, and some of them nod their heads when they mean no. So how can you have a sense of even be able to communicate in a multicultural zone? This is why these centres of diversity like London are more violent than places in Africa. This is why Somalian mothers are sending their Somalian children back out to Somalia, because it's less violent than London. Because multiculturalism is not a strength. The only way you can deal with knife crime is just segregate the blacks from the whites. There would then be less knife crime, and also white people wouldn't be suffering. They wouldn't be the victims of it, and they wouldn't be influenced to begin carrying a knife themselves in order to defend themselves, because they would no longer have this force there that's trying to get one up on them that they need to defend themselves against. But this particular video is supposed to get urban youth to take part in the democratic process, but these organizations, I would guess, are there to probably just for urban youth, just to devote money to Negroes, because they're supposed to be this oppressed people. It's funny how this oppressed people can just mime images of shooting the Prime Minister and get away with it. It was created to engage the most disengaged young people in the snap general election through music tracks, events, and short videos as part of their No Vote, No Voice project. So there we go, it's just aimed at Negroes. The Trust is not a charity, but provides grants for projects to promote democracy and electoral reform. Well, what about having a trust that just provides grants to white people? Are we allowed to have that? Can we have a trust that is just there to help out white folks and help out the white community? Anytime anybody does something specifically to help the white community, they get accused of being racist. And I'm thinking particularly of some of these organizations that have gone out to try and help the white homeless. And they get accused of being a hate group because they're not there going out there trying to help Negroes and Muslims. But the Muslims have their own charities that go out to help homeless Muslims. Homosexuals have their own charities that go out to help homeless homosexuals. But we are not allowed to have white charities that actually specifically help white people. So you can see the hypocrisy in this. Senior Tory Brandon Lewis wrote to Jeremy Corbyn saying, "I am calling on you and the Labour Party to immediately break all ties with these groups to send a message that promoting such violent content is not acceptable." And of course, the Labour Party have ignored this. I mean, they've had this guy on that panel there with Diane Abbott. A spokesman for the Joseph Rowntree Reform Trust said JRRT has funded a wide range of activity to encourage voter registration and turnout. Matteo Bergamini, the founder of Shout Out UK, denied that the video was violent. He denies that the video is violent when it's got lyrics about shooting the Prime Minister. It's got stabbing in it with a pencil in a polling station. And it's got firing a gun hand movements in it, which is often, of course, what you see these gangs doing. And yet he thinks that we're all blind to that. And all he has to say is, oh, no, it's not really violent. He said, Drill Minister is shown using a pencil to mark the ballot paper printed on the suited man, showing him voting. Never does Drill Minister or the other rapper SOS ever reference stabbing the suited man, nor does this show in the video. Later, Drill Minister is dancing to lyrics rapped by another rapper, SOS, the lying being, Ask Drilly if I shoot, no miss. This is not in reference to Boris Johnson, as the track and video clearly shows. The Prime Minister's name does not appear in that line, and it was not said by Drill Minister. Well, he's still talking about shooting there, isn't he? He's saying, ask Drilly if I shoot, no miss. What that is saying is, ask this guy here if you have any doubts about me shooting to kill. And you got the lines of the lyrics here. We've got the lines here. It says, Boris Johnson, tell him stop wearing wig. I don't trust no boho pigs. If I shoot, no miss. And that's boasting about shooting to kill. Matteo Bergamini added, the first image of marking a ballot paper is appropriate as it is a track about registering to vote. The second is a dance move known in drill music and was in relation to lyrics rapped by SOS, the other rapper, featured on the track. Yeah, the one talking about shooting someone. It aims to get young people engaged with the vote and registering to vote in a new way, using drill music as a means of engaging with other young people who might not normally engage with politics in the traditional sense. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, just look at the nationalist music that we have, the political nationalist music that we have. None of it is like this. None of it is about going out and killing politicians, or going out and killing people or stabbing people. It's not trying to get down with the kids in any way like that. It's positive. It's talking about positive things about white folks and the revolution of the spirit that is needed in order to reject all the degeneracy. And I just remind people, we do have a music show every Wednesday, the Audio Insurgency. Check it out. It's all brand new nationalist music, because the nationalist music scene is constantly expanding, and we have some great musicians in there. But we have another music story to bring you today, as well as that one, and this also concerns an aspiring young rapper, but this time from France. A French rapper from a migrant background has released a song bragging about the great replacement theory of rapid demographic change in the Western world. So he's fine about this. He's happy about this. He thinks it's great that white people are being displaced within their own countries. The song entitled The Great Replacement was released earlier this week by French rapper Younes, who states in the lyrics, The Great Replacement, it's your daughter who likes me, who will make me children. So he's bragging about polluting the white bloodline. He's bragging about creating race-mixed children who have no ancestors who look like them, who have no chance of getting an organ transplant because there's nobody else in the world that actually has the same genetic code as them. He's boasting about destroying the white genome, and he's also boasting about taking the daughters, our daughters, away from our ancestors. He says, the great replacement is me, then them, then you. The big bad guys are us. The rapper states, going on to add, I'm rare like the whites at Gare du Nord. in reference to the train station in northern Paris where an attack by radical Islamic terrorists in 2017 was foiled by police. So what is he referring to there? Is he referring to the fact that there aren't very many white people in Gare du Nord? Is he saying that the attack was foiled by white police, and that's rare, that the police are good and do their job? I'm not quite sure what that's referring to there. Originally from the commune of Mont-Saint-Aignan and previously known as Yune on the Moon, the 24-year-old former law student has previously claimed to have been inspired by various rappers, including Medine Zaish, who became infamous for his anti-French lyrics. So why is he a former law student, I wonder? Possibly because it was too difficult for him to continue studying law? Didn't the diversity quota and the lower exam results that they require in order to join these courses, wasn't that enough for him? Last year, Medine, who released an album entitled Jihad, drew the ire of many when he planned to perform a concert at the Bataclan nightclub in Paris, where 90 people were brutally murdered by radical Islamic terrorists in 2015. Because, of course, it's quite okay for Muslims and blacks to use the word jihad. I mean, we had this recently, Muslim woman. I think she'd been Woman of the Year or something, and the politicians were really pushing her, and she was calling for jihad. She was calling for jihad in Kashmir, but that's perfectly fine. But when a prescribed organisation in Britain used the term white jihad as an ironic reference, that was used as evidence against them. That was taken seriously, as if that was actually what they're calling for. But if you're black and if you're a Muslim, it's perfectly fine to entitle your album Jihad and then try and hold a gig where hundreds, basically, of young white people were tortured by Muslims in brutal ways and 90 were massacred. And this guy wants to go and dance on their graves, basically, at the Bataclan Theatre. That's perfectly okay. The Great Replacement Theory was first developed by French author Renard Camus to describe the rapidly shifting demographic changes across France and other countries due to mass migration. The theory, which is mischaracterized as a conspiracy theory in much of the French and international mainstream media, is believed by at least a quarter of the French population, according to a survey released in February of this year. The validity of the theory has also been mentioned or championed by several notable figures on the French right, including former populist MP and niece of Marine Le Pen, Marion Maréchal. And this great replacement is not a theory. It's not a theory. It's very unfortunate that Brenton Tarrant used the term the great replacement in his manifesto, because now, of course, when anybody uses it, the mainstream media tries to link them to Brenton Tarrant. But I think it would be better to refer to replacement level migration, because that's what the UN called it. That is the official term that the UN used. They did a report a few years back and they called it replacement migration. They said people in Europe are not producing enough to replace themselves, so we have to import lots of foreigners in order to replace them. And we will call this replacement migration. That's the title of the official UN report, replacement migration. So maybe it would be better to refer to this just as that, replacement migration, which comes from the UN, rather than saying the Great Replacement, which unfortunately has been tarred by Brenton Tarrant's terrorism. And I know that Generation Identity, they used this term Great Replacement and made a big thing about it, but maybe it's time that we just called it replacement migration. I mean, it means the same thing, basically. At a major right-wing conference held in Paris in September, Miss Maréchal called on conservatives and populists to resist the Great Replacement, saying the first major challenge, the most vital, is the Great Replacement, this demographic countdown, which already makes us realise the possibility of becoming a minority in the land of our ancestors. A horrible thing. I mean, that's genocide, basically. And this black rapper thinks that it's great. He thinks it's wonderful. He's bragging about actually doing this, while the mainstream media claims it's just a conspiracy, while this black rapper boasts about he's the one that's doing it. Last year, Breitbart London spoke to Renard Camus in the first weeks of the Gilets Jaunes protests, and he claimed that the movement was connected to the Great Replacement, saying the problem is that the protesters themselves are so far too close to the picture, too much inside it, to realise that their fight is part of the general struggle against global replacementism. Davocracy, I guess he's referring there to the Davos Forum, that international finance group that they have, maybe. Or maybe it's some French term, Davocracy. I haven't heard of that before, but it's quite true. The Yellow Vest protest, they're protesting about the things that are happening in France, but they've all been brought about by this mass immigration. There's just too many people in France, too many low IQ people in France. They are taxed too much, and they can't afford to pay for everything, basically. So when they put up the prices on the fuel, that's the straw that broke the camel's back, and they get out and they riot. But if they didn't have all these Negroes there, and then they didn't have all these unemployed foreigners, all the crimes that they're committing, as well as all the welfare that they are taking, then they wouldn't have to be paying so much tax. And it wouldn't matter if they'd put the price up on the fuel. The root cause of so many of our problems is just by opening up our borders and allowing these parasites to flood in. That's the root of just about all of our problems. And then you've got these black rappers that are boasting about being the source of it, and you've got other black rappers encouraging people to murder the Prime Minister with their violent lyrics. I mean, I don't understand why white folks like rap music, to be honest. I can understand the parody. I can understand Mr. Bond and his parodies. They are pretty funny, but why anybody would really get into that music, I don't know. It just seems very low IQ music to me. It's just a very slow drum beat with somebody talking over the top, which is, of course, why these blacks all aspire to be rappers, because it's not anything difficult to do just to talk, is it? You know, singing, you have to learn how to do that. Rapping, they're just talking. Anyway, thank you very much for listening today. I will be back tomorrow with Mr. I. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion. Talk Radio for the nationalist community.